Yes, it is. It's time for the good stuff. Mike and Kim, glad to be your host today. And speaking of hosting, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board would like to host you right here in Valentine in Cherry County during your next memory-making vacation. To plan it, go to visitvalentine.com. There's over 50 things to do there, and they'll get you a whole itinerary lined up of how you can spend a great vacation time right here in North Central Nebraska in Cherry County. Again, that's visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has been providing vital information to so many. They provide information to those that raise cattle, grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle. They've even got information in there if you're looking for new or used farm or ranch equipment or upcoming ag-related events. They've got marketing information. It's all on Tri-State Livestock News. Really, seriously. You need to get it and check it out.
Did you know that knowledge can be communicated, but wisdom cannot? One can find it, live it, be forfeited by it, do wonders through it, but one cannot communicate and teach it. That was from Hermann Hesse. And from Walter Lippmann, it requires wisdom to understand wisdom. The music is nothing if the audience is deaf.
Words to live by, I have to say. Here's some more from LaVon Weishuttle out of Pierre, South Dakota. We happened to run across her, and she handed us a packet of information for us to share on the good stuff, things that she'd been saving, actually, for years. Remember back in the early 2000s, everybody'd send all the emails with the jokes. Now it's all Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of stuff, but this dates back to those days when people sent emails. And so this is something that she had sent us. I've shared some already. The Saturday Evening Post on Who's Old. Oh, by the way, you can send stuff to us too.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
KimHBurge@gmail.com.
Absolutely. And we'll share those tidbits. Now, LaVon was just excited to have this packet of funny things moved on, so she didn't have to store it anymore. So if you want us to store it, we'd love to have it. Here we go, LaVon. The senility prayer. Grant me the senility to forget the people I never liked anyway. The good fortune to run into the ones I do, and the eyesight to tell the difference. And the nice thing about being senile is you can hide your own Easter eggs.
Oh.
Oh, let's do another one. An elderly woman decided to prepare her will and told her preacher she had two final requests. First, she wanted to be cremated, and second, she wanted her ashes scattered over Walmart. Walmart? Why Walmart? Then I'll be sure my daughters visit me twice a week.
Oh, that's the hard way, I guess.
Well, it's one way to make sure. And Mike, I might resemble this. My memory's not as sharp as it used to be. Also, my memory's not as sharp as it used to be.
Sometimes that happens.
Oh, at all ages, to be honest. Know how to prevent sagging? Just eat till you fill the wrinkles
in.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Wasn't that a good idea?
Here's something from our good friend Yvonne Hollenbeck up at Clearfield, South Dakota, a great cowboy poet. Yvonne writes, "Old Eagle Eye, he can tell if a heifer is starting to calve, I swear, from a mile away, and see if he needs to go pull the calf by just simply looking that way. He can see if a windmill is working or not from his horse on a faraway hill, and tell what direction the wind's coming from by watching the tail on the mill. He knows if a coyote or badger is near by watching the tracks in the sand, and see if a staple is loose from a post on the fence that encircles his lamb. He's got eyes like an eagle for finding new calves that their mamas have hidden all snug. So why can't he see the mud on his boots that he's tracking all over my rug?" From Yvonne Hollenbeck. What a great sense of humor and writing style. Here's something that Mike McFarland sent in. A couple of little things here. Proof that men have better friends. Friendship among women. A woman didn't come home one night. The next morning, she told her husband that she had slept over at a friend's house. The man called his wife's 10 best friends. None of them knew anything about it. Friendship among men. A man didn't come home one night. The next morning, he told his wife that he had slept over at a friend's house. The woman called her husband's 10 best friends. 8 confirmed that he had slept over, and 2 said that he was still there. Thanks, Mike, for sending that in. And if you want to send something to us to use on the good stuff that you get a chuckle out of, I think other people probably would get a chuckle as well. So send that to KimHBurge@gmail.com. And keep listening for the good stuff.